I want you guys to get comfy. I want you to sit with your feet apart, your hands relaxed on top of your thighs, preferably palm up, spine straight, shoulders relaxed. Keep your head in a nice neutral position. This is just a short, simple, little meditation designed to help introduce you to erotic meditation. The erotic is concerned with the body. I practice Zen mindfulness meditation. So this is going to bring you completely and fully into your skin, your flesh, your body. We tend to spend far too much time disconnected from our physical selves. We ignore the needs of our bodies. We forget to eat. We neglect to exercise our bodies. This meditation, if you do this every day, will bring you into closer harmony with yourself, with your body. So sit for a moment, and what I want you to do, focus on the soles of your feet. Feel the way that they connect to the ground beneath you. Feel the weight of your own legs. And it's okay. You can wiggle your toes. Grip the floor. Grip the insides of your shoes. Why are you wearing shoes? You should be barefoot. There's no harm in it. There's no shame in it. The simple, pure, physical pleasure of wiggling your toes in the carpet or across smooth hardwood. Why deny yourself? Go for it. The soles of your feet. The arch. It's sensitive, isn't it? Tender, almost. Your ankles. They support your weight. They do work for you all day. All the way up your calves, your shins. Feel this. Be aware of it. Your knees. How they bend, how they move. They work for you. Wiggle. Flex those muscles. Feel them move. Become aware of the bones. They support you. They hold you up. Breathe. Feel your thighs. Feel where the backs of your thighs touch the chair. Where your ass connects to the seat beneath you. How the muscles in your thighs, the strongest bone in your body is in your thigh. You feel the strength of it? Feel it. How it connects to your pelvis. How it leads to your knees. How it holds you up every day and gets you where you need to go. Feel that pelvis. The cradle of your lust. Feel that space between your thighs where, how focused are you on that? The cock, the balls, the vulva, the vagina, the ass. And feel it? The inner thighs and how that skin gets more and more sensitive. Really feel it. Focus on it. Feel your belly. All of it. Fat, flabby, out of shape, trim, slim, smooth. Doesn't matter. Feel it. Your core muscles do so much work to keep you upright. Feel that spine. It runs the entire length of your back. Feel how it moves when you breathe, how it holds up your ribs. Your ribs cradle your lungs and your heart. You feel that? The constant, steady, unending beat of your heart every minute of every day and every night, keeping you alive, sending blood rushing through your entire body. Feel your nipples, sensitive and tender and perfect, the skin above them leading up over your collarbones, the backs of your shoulders. Feel those shoulders. Look at that. How marvelous they are. Your entire shoulder. The only concrete point of connection for your arm to your body is your collarbone. Feel that. Otherwise, the only thing that holds your arm on is muscle. Feel the muscles of your shoulder. Feel the anatomy of yourself. Feel your hands resting on your thighs. Those fingers and how sensitive they are. All those nerve endings in your fingertips. How often do you notice them? How often do you pay attention to everything you can touch? The beautiful, wonderful, tactile touching. Those hands are marvels. They're magic. The wrists, strong, flexible. They do work for you. Your arms, you feel them? Your forearms, leading to the elbow. When's the last time you really thought about it? Your upper arm. A bicep and tricep. You feel the flex. You feel the way they move. Keep going up. Oh, those shoulders. The neck. So flexible, so perfect, it holds up the seat of the mind, the head. You feel your jaw, your lips, even more sensitive than your fingertips are, your lips. Soft, sensitive, perfect. Your tongue, the lingual muscle, and it moves and it shapes. To create words, to create meaning, to put your thoughts into other people's heads. It's a miracle. Your nose, you breathe through it. You can smell roses and when the trash needs to be taken out, and both are good and perfect. It is a miracle. Your olfactory sense, feel it. Your cheekbones and your eyes, the way the lids work, the muscles that move your eyes within your skull, and then to see colors and shapes and beauty around you. The top of your head, your scalp, your hair, all of this perfect. Now, use your hands and touch. Don't rub hard. Pet, stroke. Touch your body as you would a lover. It doesn't matter where. Tops of your thighs, down to your knees. Touch your shins, your calves. Rub. Stroke all the way up those legs, those hips, your belly and ribs, over your chest, all the way up, your neck. Just touch and rub. Oh, scratch your own scalp. God, it feels good, doesn't it? Touch your face. Rub your hands together. Touch your arms. Feel your body. It is beautiful and it is perfect. And now, Take a big, deep breath. And another. And open your eyes. And come back. And join yourself